This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Still a great nation despite the great hysteria and overreaction to the prospect of Roe v. Wade being overturned. We don't know yet what the scheduling is going to be for the court, whether they're going to release a decision earlier than expected because of the leak, whether they are going to stand up to the attempt of many Democratic voices to try to intimidate at least one of the conservative justices. A lot is focused on Brett Kavanaugh for reasons that are not incredibly clear or immediately clear, that he would vary the decision he apparently had reached the first time around. And meanwhile, there are people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer who issued a joint statement, which I've just been reading, which was incredible. This is on Monday night when the news of the draft decision written by Justice Alito had come out. They said the Republican-appointed justices' reported votes to overturn Roe v. Wade will go down as an abomination, one of the worst and most damaging decisions in modern history. Several of these conservative justices, who are in no way accountable to the American people, have lied to the U.S. Senate. They've ripped up the Constitution and defiled both precedent and the Supreme Court's reputation. To answer that kind of heated, fevered rhetoric, nobody better than David French, who was senior editor of The Dispatch. He is also a contributing writer to The Atlantic, and he's co-host of Advisory Opinions and the Good Faith podcast. David, what's your immediate reaction to the idea that that the court, if it goes forward with its decision, as everyone expects, has ripped up the Constitution and defiled both precedent and the Supreme Court's reputation?
The disruptive precedent is Roe. That's the disruptive precedent. And I think it's really important to focus on that, that if you go back to American politics since 1973, one of the most divisive and contentious elements of politics since that time has been Roe. It has distorted our presidential politics. It has distorted including our congressional politics, mainly in the Senate. And it did it because Roe was just kind of made up. It was a kind of made up law. I mean, even in 1992, Justice Ginsburg, she gave a Madison lecture at New York University, where she criticized Roe as breathtaking in scope and openly mused whether a more narrow decision wouldn't have been preferable to the extraordinarily broad decision that Roe was. So the way I look at it is a decision reversing Roe is restoring the constitutional fabric, not rupturing it.
Well, you have a piece in The Atlantic under the heading What Alito Got Right. And the crucial point there, and it's brilliantly stated, and something that I think everybody can understand and embrace, you say, first, it's important to understand the question before the Supreme Court. It is not, should American women possess a right to abortion? But, does the American Constitution protect abortion rights? The distinction is of paramount importance. You write, the court's job is not to determine which rights we should possess, but rather the rights we do possess. Why is that distinction so important?
Right. It goes to the heart of the difference between the legislature and the judiciary. So the judiciary is supposed to interpret the law as written. The legislature, if it wishes to expand the sphere of American liberty beyond that protected by the Constitution, it can. It has the ability to do that, so long as it doesn't conflict with the Constitution itself. And so when Roe was decided, because it was quite literally making up a right that did not exist either in the Constitution, nor was it deeply rooted in American history and tradition, it was exercising a fundamentally legislative function. What reversing Roe does, it doesn't ban abortion, even though I would be in favor of you know, banning abortion, except in very limited circumstances regarding saving the life and health of a mother. What Roe does, reversing Roe doesn't ban abortion. It sends the question back to the political branches of government, with those branches of government that the constitutional structure permits to expand and allows to expand individual rights. And if the people of any given state want to do that, they have the freedom to do it.
Now, you've heard, I'm sure, there are many people, including Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and leaders of the Democratic Party, even President Biden today piled on to this, the idea that this is only the beginning, that there are other important cases that Republicans and conservatives and originalists on the Constitution will seek to overturn, like the Obergefell case, the case establishing a right to gay marriage. Is the institution of gay marriage in any kind of threatened posture because of this decision?
I'll put it this way. I do not think it is a frivolous argument to say that people will use this decision as a means of launching challenges to Obergefell. But I do think that the decision does not mean that the Supreme Court will overturn Obergefell. And the reason why I say that is because in the opinion itself, that draft opinion, now again, just to reiterate, we're talking about the draft opinion that may or may not end up being the real thing. But in that draft opinion, Alito distinguishes abortion from some of these other cases, like cases that granted rights to same-sex marriage or right of access to contraceptives and cases that protect the, you know, sexual intimacy of consenting adults, by saying that abortion deals with another person, what Roe and Casey calls a potential life and what the state of Mississippi in its abortion law calls an unborn child. And because it is dealing with that, this other life, it's different from these other cases. And while two people consent to have, you know, two adults can consent to have sex or two adults can consent to get married, no unborn child consents to their own destruction.
And he also, as I recall, in the decision, he cites reliance arguments that people are relying on the legal right to marry, and there have been hundreds of thousands of people who've gotten engaged in same-sex marriages, and
right,
you can't just tear that up.
Right. Right. There's a much, you know, the stare decisis, there's so much to say. I mean, the opinion is, you know, plus appendices, I think, is, you know, almost 100 pages. So there's a lot to say about it. But one of the analyses that the courts goes through when deciding whether to overrule a precedent is how embedded is that precedent? How much do people rely upon that precedent in the conduct of their lives? And it's hard to describe a precedent that you've relied upon more than if you've gotten married in reliance upon it. So the idea that's a situation where the reliance interest in the precedent is about as high as it can possibly be. It makes it a much higher hurdle for the court to say, we're going to decide a case that would have the effect of unwinding national marriage law to such an extent that hundreds of thousands of people might suddenly find their relationship unlawful under state law.
If we can hold on, I want to come back, because sure, Joe Biden said today, the President of the United States, that he now worries about conservatives instituting a new form of segregation of school children. Really? We'll get to that and more coming up with David French. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure and an honor to be joined by David French, who was senior editor of The Dispatch for many years. He was a wildly successful advocate for the cause of religious liberty in this country with the Alliance Defending Freedom. And now, again, he's a contributing writer to The Atlantic, where he has a piece just out, What Alito Got Right. And he has been trying to clarify some of the overreactions to the decision, or the draft decision, and who knows when the court will actually follow up making this decision the law of the land, which is the prerogative of the Supreme Court of the United States. Jeremy, I wanted to play for David, if you don't mind, that little bit where Trump was predicting that this would lead to segregation of school children. What did I say, Trump? Biden. Excuse me, the other one. It was President Biden who had that epic comment. This is, and listen carefully, because as a legal scholar, you're going to really need to dig deep into this one. This is President Biden expressing his fears about the impact of Justice Alito's apparent decision. Listen.
What happens if you have state changes the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way that the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history.
Comment, David French, are we going to see LGBTQ children segregated from other children?
No. I mean, you know, this is Joe Biden at his worst, when he really is capable of demagoguing on identity issues. I mean, this goes all the way back to 2012 when he said the Romney-Ryan ticket was going to put y'all back in chains to a black audience. My goodness. Or when he referred to some very modest changes in voting in voting rights at Georgia as Jim Crow on steroids. Not just Jim Crow, mind you, but Jim Crow on steroids. And we really just look, I mean, I know that Biden's rhetoric is better than Trump's rhetoric, but that doesn't mean that rhetoric is acceptable. It's way over the line. It's way over the line. Now, look, I also know that there are some crazy folks on the far, far right who are saying some wild things right now about the law. So you can go on into the dark corners of Twitter and you can find some crazy stuff out there. But the reality is segregation is not coming back to the United States of America. In fact, my projection is by the end of next term, the ability to discriminate on the basis of race, for example, will be at perhaps the lowest ebb in all of American history after the Supreme Court decides the Harvard admissions case. So the ability to discriminate, Americans will be safeguarded against discrimination on the basis of race, I think, within the next year or so, more than they've ever been in the whole history of the U.S.
The California legislature right now, which is overwhelmingly Democratic, and of course they have an eager Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, who wants to cooperate with them, they're talking about putting a constitutional amendment on the November ballot that would grant Roe rights, basically would any abortion you want at any point in the pregnancy, and people would have a chance to vote on that to impose that on the California Constitution. Now, that's legally okay, isn't it? I'm not saying the outcome would be okay, but
right,
that's legal for them to do that.
Right, correct. If Roe is overturned, and even if Roe is not overturned, they can add that to the California Constitution. But if Roe is overturned, what happens is the issue is returned to the state. So California can have one set of laws, and Alabama can have another set of laws. And in fact, they do, and they will. So it will take some time, however, for everything to sort of shake out and sort of people to figure out what laws they really want to have, because for a long time, you could pass whatever law you wanted to pass about abortion. It would just get blocked in the courts. So there's this kind of crazy quilt of competing and seemingly inconsistent laws out there, and it has to be sorted through.
And there's also some talk about Republicans trying to follow up on this decision by doing our own federal standard on abortion. Isn't that problematic constitutionally to pass a law in the federal Congress and then impose it on all of the different states?
Well, you know, that's a very, very interesting and contentious question, because the question is, what is the authority, what is the power that would allow you to do it? And the normal answer is, Commerce Clause, of the Commerce Clause, because most abortions, you know, people are paying for the abortions. They're using a lot of instruments or equipment that was transported across state lines. But the Supreme Court has been kind of narrowing its view of the Commerce Clause. And then at the same time, there's the Bush-era partial birth abortion ban, this national partial birth abortion ban that was upheld by the Supreme Court. So it would seem to be that if you could uphold a partial birth abortion ban, you might could uphold a larger abortion ban, or the converse, a national law that had that allowed for abortions. But that's a very contentious constitutional question that I'm not certain how it would shake out, to be honest. but I think it's moot for the time being, because I don't think that either party has the unity within the parties themselves to propose and pass a national abortion law. I think the Democrats are divided on the extent of how protective a Roe-based bill would be and, of abortion rights, and I think Republicans are divided on how restrictive of abortion rights a bill that they would propose and pass. But I do think national legislation will be discussed. I'm just not sure of the practicality of passing it.
And let me ask you finally, David, about the reputation of the court, the prestige of the court, the future of the Supreme Court. What should Republicans do to back up this crucial American institution?
Well, you know, I think as a general matter, when the court can survive and has survived very contentious decisions, I think more threatening to the court than a contentious decision is an appearance of irregularity. And that's where, you know, the leak, I think, does real damage, is that it sort of drags the court down into the mud. So I think that that's more of a threat to the legitimacy of the court than a very controversial decision, because the Supreme Court of the U.S. has issued controversial decisions for a long time, and it's still the most respected of the three branches of government. So I'm less concerned about the Supreme Court issuing controversial decisions than I am by the court being dragged into the muck and mud of irregular conduct, and that's why the leak really alarmed me.
David French, senior editor of The Dispatch. You can read his piece. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. New piece in The Atlantic, What Alito Got Right. David French gets most things right all the time. We will be right back with more of the liberal overreaction coming up on The Medved Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is moving more aggressively against rising inflation.
We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
The Fed boosting interest rates by a half of percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying inflation is much too high and must come down. President Biden says without proof, the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion is about a lot more than abortion.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked?
The illegally obtained draft suggests abortion rights will once again be a state issue versus a federal one. Biden, who ran on uniting the country, also said this MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization that has existed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Michael Medved show, some of the reactions to the decision by the Supreme Court that has been indicated. It is not a final decision. The decision, which is 98 pages, is one of those things where the wording might change, which has a change in the meaning of the law. If you actually believe that the Constitution means what it says and that the statute law means what it says, who knows? There may be elements that are cut. There may be elements that are added. And all of that will be worked out by the court. It's one of the reasons they're not rushing, as many conservatives have urged them to do, to go ahead and stop the bleeding, in a sense, stop all of the uncertainty, by making this the official position of the Supreme Court. Now, they may decide to do that. My guess is that John Roberts has indicated that, no, the leak, which is despicable, and everybody should agree it's despicable and dishonorable, and it's anti-court and it's anti-American, that at giving the leakers the basic credit and going forward and issuing an immediate decision, might not be as advantageous as doing what Chief Justice Roberts has talked about, which is basically letting things operate as normal. But things are not normal with the Democratic Party. There's a lot of this that sounds like a parody. It sounds like a skit. An Elie Mystel, who has a new book that he's endlessly promoting, he is the one who said that the Constitution was trash because it was created by slave owners and colonists. And now he explains why he believes that it's actually a good thing that there was nothing in the Constitution about abortion. This is clip 13. Alito, listen.
Alito's fundamental legal reasoning is that abortion is not a fundamental right because it doesn't go back to the founding, because the founding fathers didn't recognize abortion as a fundamental right. And he's right about that. The founding fathers didn't recognize abortion as a fundamental right because the founding fathers were racist, misogynist jerk faces who didn't believe that women had any rights at all.
Okay, and what happened is they corrected that. They created a right for women to vote. That was a constitutional amendment. You can amend the Constitution, and that is why is it that the people who are so upset about Roe v. Wade being overturned aren't saying, okay, we're going to go ahead and amend the Constitution? Because it's not possible for them. Because to amend the Constitution, you need to get two-thirds vote in the Senate. You need to get two-thirds vote in the House. This is not the 60-vote supermajority. It's 67 votes you need in the U.S. Senate, and you need the two-thirds vote in the House. And then it goes to the states, and you need to get three-quarters of the state legislatures to go along with your constitutional amendment. There is no way to do that, to enshrine Roe in the Constitution, which is exactly why this decision is right. Because if, as people believe, the decision Roe v. Wade had such overwhelmingly public support, had basically totally disproportionate favoritism from the American people, then you ought to be able to get that kind of constitutional amendment, which is how they ended slavery. It's how they gave the franchise to women. It's how they ended your right to drink, took it away, and then they gave it back. Because we are meant to, yes, use the Constitution as the bedrock of our system of rights and liberties, but that doesn't mean that things don't change. This is Juanita Tolliver talking about, on MSNBC, the legitimacy or lack thereof of the court. Listen. Clip 14.
I want to start by just reminding all of your viewers that abortion is still legal. It's still legal if you want and need that service and access to basic health care today. But it felt like a double gut punch. Look, I'm a black woman in this country. And so I felt as though one of my basic rights, one of our basic rights, was being immediately taken away. It's something that, I mean, it's just deeply personal, because within one generation, we're going to see the right to access an abortion given and then taken back. And I can't shake the fact that Justice Sotomayor let us know that this was the direction the court was headed when they ruled to allow SB8 to go into effect. When she said the justices were essentially digging their heads in the sand, they were ignoring decades and decades of precedent. And honestly, at this point, I think we're all right to question the legitimacy of the court for doing that, for ignoring decades of precedent.
Again, there are decades of precedent based on a dubious decision. They already changed that decision to some extent with Casey, because Casey introduced the idea of an undue burden as a basis for determining whether you have an abortion legally or not. The whole idea that there is now no, if you are challenging the legitimacy of the Supreme Court, then what do you do? What's the point? Where does it go? Let me go to an email that came in from Bothell, and Susan in Bothell wrote in, Michael, please clarify what you mean by abortion. What I mean by abortion is the termination of a pregnancy through medical intervention. Many people think it's all or nothing. Well, it is kind of all or nothing. The baby either continues to live or it's terminated. As I understand it, the Mississippi law says it would be illegal any time after 15 weeks. Have you seen a 15-week sonogram? That is a baby. Sometimes surgery if done on an unborn baby. Can we talk about rights for the baby And can we talk about how many women have died from abortion? And then there are groups like Silent No More and Healing Hearts. They regret their abortions and say very little info was given them. Just like the movie Unplanned, how can I help you with your problem? I heard one of your callers today, and it sounded like he would support a bill saying life begins at conception. That would be very hard to enforce. It might mean the end of fertility clinics. Okay, Susan, I'm not sure entirely where you are coming from. One of the things that's fascinating, and I do think that one of the good things about all of this conversation is we're learning more about the realities of abortion in America. The rate of abortion has gone way down, and partially it's because of things like the 15-week sonogram that you talk about. And one of the things that is also somewhat encouraging is that in terms of abortions today in the United States, 95% of them are performed in the first 15 weeks. Less than 5% are performed after 15 weeks. And the idea that basically that abortion is all one thing in one circumstance and should be the same in every single state, the whole idea, it seems to me, that you take away from this decision, which is probably going to be authorized and verified soon, certainly by the end of June is what they are talking about in terms of the timing. It also recognizes a reality that apparently the research indicates that 54% of the abortions are not surgical. They are medical abortions. And that would be particularly true of that 95% of all abortions that are performed or completed before the 15 weeks of gestation. We will be right back with more on what happens politically with the abortion issue coming up on the MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Michael Medved show, Kamala Harris back at work. She has recovered from her bout with COVID-19, which I think is fascinating because despite the fact that, of course, President Biden likes to brag about how closely he works with Kamala Harris, she was not considered to be one of those people who was in close proximity to the president. Maybe they talk on the phone all the time. In any event, if they do, then the president gets inspirational messages like one that she delivered on the subject of the day. This is the vice president of the United States talking about how women's rights are under attack. Clip 16.
Those Republican leaders who are trying to weaponize the use of the law against women, well, we say, how dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they? How dare they try to stop her from determining her own future? How dare they try to deny women their rights and their freedoms?
Okay. Is this going to persuade a lot of people on the other side, do you think? She was speaking at a gala for Emily's List, which is a political action committee that tries to help elect Democratic female candidates who are pro-choice. And, of course, there are plenty of them. Yesterday, by the way, in the Ohio primary for the Democrats, they had a replay of a congressional battle in a largely black district in Cleveland. And the moderate congressperson, Chantel Brown, won again and won huge. She was running against one of Bernie Sanders' former aides, Nina Turner. And that was a good thing. But Kamala also had this to say about the assault on freedom that she perceives as imminent here in the United States. Clip 17.
If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom, on the fundamental right of self-determination to which all Americans are entitled. Roe protects the right to access abortion. It also protects a woman's right to make decisions about what she does with her own body.
Okay, this emphasis that is so intense on her own body, is the baby at 8 months, say, Vice President Harris, is that still her body? Is that like a thumb? Is, I don't know, is that like an elbow? It is somebody else's body, and there's part of that body is the mother, of course. Part of the body also comes from the father. And part of the body is a human life. And how do we know it's a human life? Well, it certainly is alive, has a beating heart. And in terms of its humanity, it has the genetic composition. If you take a look at any of the cells of the body, it's a person. That's a person's DNA. Now, is it a fully developed adult? Is it a full human being? You can argue about that. But the idea that it is alive, without question, that it is human, without question. If it's not human, what else is it? It's not a hamster. And this came in from Jim in Seattle. And Jim says, "Hello, Michael. Today my wife and I were listening to your program on the radio. You were discussing abortions. Unless I misheard you, you gave two statements that made me question your truthfulness. Yes, I'm a Seattle liberal." Well, thank you for listening, Jim, and I want to respond to you. You said, number one, that Democrats would like to see abortions legal up to the day before the delivery. Some Democrats. And I may have said that, and I think it is true that some Democrats are very clear about that. The Virginia governor, who lost, actually he was term limited, but if you remember that a Virginia governor, Governor North, basically said that, that he believed that abortion should be appropriate right up to the delivery itself. Then the second point that you heard me say, which I did not say, I'm almost sure, because it would be wrong, and you're right to point out that if I said that, it was a terrible mistake, and I apologize. You said, he says, that I said, 95% of abortions would be eliminated if abortions were illegal after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Both these statements, without a doubt, are not true. No, what I said is that the only abortions that would be interfered with by that Mississippi law, which is what the case was about before the Supreme Court, the case before the Supreme Court basically eliminated the right to abortion after 15 weeks, not before. That what it would mean would be that 95% of abortions performed nationwide would still be legal. And the only ones that would now be illegal, and the reason that they would still be legal is because 95% of all abortions are performed during the first 15 weeks. So those abortions would have no change under that Mississippi law. They would under laws like the Texas law, and there are other states that have used that six-week standard. And I do think that it is far more, it is a more acceptable proposition and will create a lot less hysteria if one recognizes that the later the stage of the abortion, the later the stage of gestation in which the abortion takes place, then the worse it is in terms of terminating a human life. Now, I know that there are some people, very strong pro-lifers, who believe that there must be protection from the time of conception. And on that issue, by the way, there is nothing like majority support pretty much anywhere. And that is a problem. Because even though people are not going to get the chance to vote on this issue of abortion, one of the things that this case does is it doesn't all of a sudden make abortion illegal everywhere, though it would be illegal in states that have already passed, and there are 13 of them, trigger laws that say that if Roe v. Wade is ever eliminated, then this will be the law. Most of those laws do have a time period before a baby is protected. And by the way, most people do not realize or remember that in Roe v. Wade, they felt that the test was up to viability. Viability is usually defined as 22 weeks. Some people say 24 weeks. But there is a clear right, even under Roe v. Wade, and this is what's so peculiar, they sort of impute this from the Constitution, is that you have a right to abortion up until the baby is viable. Now, getting the entire Constitution, trying to deploy the Constitution for that kind of specificity is truly, truly problematic, it seems to me. Coming up on the Medved Show, we're going to be continuing the conversation with one of the leading legal scholars in the United States, Akhil Reed Amar, who is a Sterling Professor of Law and Political Science at Yale University. And he can talk about both the law here as an author of remarkably well-received books about the U.S. Constitution and the history about the way the Constitution is understood. The Words That Made Us is his most recent book, America's Constitutional Conversation, 1760 to 1840. So what happens now? And is there, honestly, this case, does it herald that we will be going through dozens and dozens of other issues to try to understand the constitutional framework? We will be dealing with that, be dealing with the latest concerning Russia's new wars on Sweden and Finland. How is that going? And if we have time, also take a look at some remarkably good news from American educational sources about something good that's happening in schools in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.